Courier, written by Kjell Ole Dahl and read by Nina Indis.
Oslo, August 2015. Turid switches off the radio. She revels in the silence and places her hand on the tablecloth where the morning sun shining through the window has formed a square. It is hot. She likes the feel of it. Robert has left the newspapers on the table. She pulls the Aftenposten over, leaves through. News, travel, articles about new TV series. Her eye is caught by an article on what she can pick up at auctions. At first, she focuses on the photo. Then she skims the text. You can still find treasures at Norwegian auctions. The unique bracelet pictured is valued at more than 100,000 kroner. She looks at the photo again. Turid sits up, removes her glasses, cleans them on her sleeve, and puts them back on. Auctioneer Guri Holter makes no secret of the fact that her firm is proud to be able to display this attraction. The piece of jewelry is expected to exceed the estimate. We've already received some serious offers, Holter says. This is crazy, Turid thinks. Price is one thing, but putting it up for sale. It is 48 years since she last saw her bracelet. She had been wearing it on her wrist then. Turid gets up from the kitchen chair. She looks at the wall clock over the stove. It is 10 o'clock. She faces the window and looks outside. She can see Robert's back bent over the flower bed in front of the laburnum by the fence. She is upset, but doesn't want to tell Robert, not yet. She goes upstairs and into her old study. She makes for the filing cabinet squeezed against the wall beside the desk. Robert always complains that she never throws anything away. Turid says to herself, let's see if this quirk of mine can come in handy. It takes her only a few minutes to find the document she is after. She sends herself a critical glance in the mirror. She can't go out looking like this. Half an hour later, she meets Robert in the doorway. She had hoped to avoid him. When he works in the garden, he generally uses the veranda door. But today, for some reason, he has chosen to walk around the house to come in. His gardening gloves are filthy with soil, and he wipes his face with his forearm.
Are you off out?
A little trip to town, she says.
Have you been texted some offers again?
She nods with a smile. Christmas presents, Robert. Salen, Willen, Undies. Resigned, he shakes his head and goes inside. Turid walks to the metro station, angry with herself because she so often decides to lie to Robert in such situations. But he wouldn't have accepted a short explanation. He would have started to ask questions. She has no answers, and so wants to avoid the questions. When she sees a couple of familiar faces in the crowd waiting on the platform, she realizes she still wants to be alone. She crosses the rails and heads towards a single taxi at the rank nearby. She opens the rear door and gets in. The driver folds the newspaper he has been reading and looks at her questioningly in the mirror. Tollboden offices, please, she says, taking out her phone where she has the address. In fact, it's Tollbygata. Guri Holter turns out to be a woman between 40 and 50. She is wearing a grey woolen dress, which is a bit tight considering how many kilos she is carrying around her stomach, and a pink faux silk shawl. Obviously chosen to add color, Turid thinks, and considers it a poor decision. Pink is too insistent. The shawl lies on her shoulders and screams out that she's covering her double chin and wrinkled neck. Her hair is cut into a fringe but is bristly on top. Probably the latest fashion, Turid thinks,